The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case involving the Americans with Disabilities Act. At issue is whether foreign cruise ships that dock and pick up passengers in the United States are covered by the federal law that requires public transportation to be accessible to the disabled. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Love, exciting and new.
If Douglas Spector expected the Love Boat when he and his family boarded the cruise ship Norwegian Sea out of Houston, Texas, he was sadly disappointed. Spector, who is disabled and needs a scooter to get around, said the first shock was the price differential. The fare he paid for his room, with no windows, was as much as $900 more than the price paid by other family members who had nicer cabins on the exterior of the ship. At the boarding site, disabled passengers were not allowed to board early with first-class travelers, a special inconvenience because bathrooms at the port did not accommodate wheelchairs and scooters. Once inside the ship, although his cabin was supposed to be designed for disabled passengers, he says it was not.
There's a small step into the actual cabin itself, which, you know, a 2-inch step for someone on a scooter or a wheelchair is like a small mountain. And then once you're inside the cabin, to get into the bathroom, there's about a foot-high step. And then also the shower, there's a step into the shower. So I had to take a shower with 1 foot in the shower, 1 foot out of the shower.
Outside of his cabin, Spector says, the ship was not equipped for the disabled either. The fine dining restaurant was not accessible, nor was room service from that dining room. The swimming pool was not accessible. Access to the entertainment areas was limited to places from which it was difficult to see, and throughout the ship, doors on the public bathrooms opened the wrong way, making them impossible to access. That meant that anyone in a wheelchair or a scooter had to return to his own cabin to go to the bathroom, a task that could take up to 45 minutes on a 710-foot ship with a variety of obstacles. The long trek from the public areas back to his room, says Spector ruefully, was one that he, on one occasion, simply did not make in time, to his great embarrassment.
Instead of taking a cruise, I got taken for a ride.
Spector and other handicapped individuals sued the Norwegian Cruise Line to force the company to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. That federal law bars discrimination against the handicapped and requires that on all public transportation, barriers to people with disabilities be removed from all existing facilities wherever that is readily achievable. Spector's allegations never went to trial, though, because a federal appeals court ruled that the law does not cover foreign-flagged ships. Today, lawyer David Frederick, representing the Norwegian Cruise Line, will defend that ruling in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Cruise ships go to nations all around the world, and the issue here is which nation's law is going to apply. The vessels here are registered in numerous countries, and the traditional law and principle for over 200 years in this country is that the law of the place of registration is what governs the internal affairs of the ship.
As it happens, the Norwegian Sea is registered in the Bahamas. It's a common practice for cruise ship lines to register their ships in small countries that provide tax breaks and other incentives. Representing the disabled passengers, lawyer Amy Howe counters that the Norwegian Cruise Line maintains its principal place of business in Miami, Florida, and that the majority of its passengers are American. Moreover, the ships pick up passengers in the U.S. and return them to the U.S., and the company's tickets specify that disputes with passengers shall be governed by U.S. law.
As a matter of international law, the U.S. has a right to apply its laws to ships in its ports and its waters, and the U.S. does this every day.
Moreover, Howe argues, if a conflict with international law were to arise, for example, on ship design, the ADA would not apply since it only requires alterations that are readily achievable.
And finally, the Justice Department, which is, of course, under the direction of the President of the United States, who's responsible for negotiating these treaties, has filed a brief on our side in this case that says there's no conflict with international law or international treaty.
Lawyer Frederick, however, insists that if U.S. law were to prevail in this case, it would be economically unfeasible for the cruise lines, since other countries would have similar demands.
If every state law applies where the ship goes into port, there'll be complete chaos in terms of what law governs the ship.
Not so, says lawyer Howe, who notes that Carnival and other cruise lines have made modifications to their ships to accommodate complaints from the disabled after an earlier suit. Frederick acknowledges the alterations made by others, but notes that Carnival agrees with the position taken by Norwegian and the rest of the cruise industry, that the disabilities law does not apply to them. If Congress had wanted to specify that the ADA applied to cruise ships in U.S. territorial waters, it could have done so, he says, but there is no such language in the Act. Amy Howe retorts that there is no such language in any of the civil rights laws, but she says Norwegian wouldn't think of claiming that, as a result, it could discriminate against African-American passengers or members of a particular religion. The cruise lines, Mr. Frederick points to many of his clients' vessels that do accommodate handicapped passengers. The problem, he says, is with the line's older ships.
The issue with the Americans with Disabilities Act is that it involves reconstructing and redesigning ships, many of which were built prior to the enactment of the ADA, and would involve expenditure of tens of millions of dollars.
But the disabled passengers' lawyer, Ms. Howe, counters that Norwegian has not made even modest changes to its older ships, changes such as switching the direction that bathroom doors swing so that they're accessible to wheelchairs. Yet, she says, the cruise line advertises itself as available to the disabled.
It's made a big deal out of how it's making its ships accessible. It just doesn't want to make all of them accessible.
The question the Supreme Court must now decide is whether the cruise line is required to make reasonable efforts to make all its ships in U.S. ports accessible. Some cruise lines have already done that. Douglas Spector says that after his unhappy first cruise on the Norwegian Sea, he decided to try again with another line. He called Carnival and says the company readily agreed to let him inspect the ship before he bought a ticket. Since then, he's gone on three voyages and notes that a cruise that is accessible is a perfect holiday for someone with limited mobility.
If a cruise is accessible for someone in a wheelchair or scooter or even an elderly person that just has trouble walking with a walker or cane or whatever, a cruise is actually the ideal vacation because you have everything right on board. You've got your restaurant there. You have your hotel room there. Your travel to exotic lands.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile.